You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za. That right there is a band with a very interesting name of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. I would have loved to have been at that band meeting when they came up with that. But it was a big hit for them. It was called Simon Says. This is Zone Radio 88.5, the voice of the valley. It is 13 minutes past four and we're about to speak to Allison. But first, let's do this.
Discover Missouri Mamas, an all-women-owned business in Harbor Bay Mall and Cork Bay, where you will enjoy a friendly shopping atmosphere with helpful staff. Explore local artisan goods, fashion, decor, skincare, kids items, and eco-friendly products. You're certain to find something unique for everyone, and food enthusiasts will love our pantry selection. Simplify gifting with our diverse range, ideal for any occasion, ranging from 50 to 5,000 rand. Join our community for perks like gift vouchers, loyalty rewards, and CMR member discounts. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Missouri Mamas for all our updates. Visit Missouri Mamas today for a delightful shopping experience.
And you can do that at Cork Bay and at Harbour Bay Mall. And when you do go there, the chances are good that you will bump into Allison. Hello, Allison.
Hi, Richard.
Sit close to the microphone. It's not going to bite you. It's not going to bite you. You did so well in the ad where you will. It's, well, you, people didn't even have a choice. You will find. Yes, hey?
You will.
You will. All right, Allison, relax. It's going to be okay. And you're probably less nervous than I am. So just tell people about your business. Right, let's start with this. Interesting name. Interesting name, Missouri Mamas. And am I even saying that right?
You are.
Okay.
Our origins are in Eastern Africa, hence the Swahili name, Missouri Mamas. My business partner, Avril, lived there for a little while. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we got to love the whole Kenyan vibe. But you know, you get called mama all the time. So we came up with Missouri Mamas eventually, back and forth a few times, but we ended up with that.
Okay, so it wasn't as complex a band meeting as the 1910 no. fruit gum factory would have been. Okay. All right. Tell us the background, how this started, before we go on to the offering and that, because there are two stores. And you started your first store in Cork Bay, right?
We did. Okay.
Tell us the story.
Well, we fell into that. We weren't intending to open up a store when we started our business per se. Mm-hmm. It was more about finding out what we could do to, showcase the Kenyan creativity, the products that we loved, things that we wanted to make. And, you know, over time, you know, time of me visiting Avril there quite a bit, we both had this love for everything Kenyan. And we eventually, you know, we decided to import some stuff. We had some stuff made specifically for us. We brought it in and we did a few markets, and then time went on, not a long time actually, and we came across a space. It was offered to us. We fell into it. We weren't expecting to open a store so quickly, so we took up the offer. We sort of had to say yay or nay quite quickly, and we took it up, and that was just before lockdown. The month before lockdown.
Oh, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Absolutely perfect timing. Yeah. Okay, so this is, in summary so far, two friends. You've been friends a long time.
Yeah, about 15 years.
Okay, and both of you have a passion for things Kenyan and things African.
Things African.
And you start out at markets.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, boom, here's a chance. Let's open a store. Were you scared?
Very.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to expect. Neither of us had a retail background. Mm. And then, of course, you know, when lockdown happened, we're like, what now? But anyway, as soon as
had
we could
you made
open,
the decision to go before lockdown?
We happened. Had. We had.
So you were locked
paid,
in. Yeah.
We were locked in.
And then lockdown.
Yeah, then lockdown. Yeah, yeah. So when we got the, you know, when we were allowed to open, which was the 1st of June, we, you know, come the week before, it was like, are we going to, aren't we? And we thought, well, we have to just take a chance and do it. So we did.
Were you closed during lockdown?
Yeah.
So there we go. So you basically opened went into a retail space that you had to keep closed until you could open it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't a long time, or 3 months.
3 months is a long time for a retail business. It's a long time.
It is a long time.
But hats off to you. I mean, you ladies bit the bullet. You weren't going to give up, and you persevered, and now one store is two stores. So there is growth, and there is people are receiving what it is that you have to offer.
Yes, yeah.
Right,
let's talk. We're very, very grateful to the local community. I mean, South Africa was good to us when we opened because there were no tourists.
Mm.
So we're very grateful for that.
It was locals that were supporting you.
It was.
Yeah. Now, tell people a little bit more about what they can expect to find in there. Because I've been in there. In fact, I was in there on Saturday.
Yes.
And it's a perfect place to go and look for a gift. It really is because it's... there's something for everybody, and there's quite a wide range, price point range. You can get something small and quaint, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and then you can buy some really lovely garments there, which are a little bit more on the other side of the scale. Yes. Just tell people about that.
It's quite a large variety of items, and it changes from time to time. And it really is, you know, we've classified ourselves as a gifting store, but there's accessories of all kinds, some clothing, there's some art, kiddies items, we have babies sort of up to about 4 years old, some books, stationery, lots of different things, you know, so decor items,
jewelry.
There really is quite a lot of variety to find something if you're looking for something specific. It's, you know, I suppose you could, I don't know what that's, you know, if you're looking for something specific in a certain...
with a certain feel to it.
That's what I'm trying to... Yeah, something that's different, perhaps, specifically different.
Something you're not going to find anywhere else.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is, and I want to ask you about this, because as I walked around looking at what you had in the store, it was very different to the previous time that I went in there. Items had changed. There were different ranges of items.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes sort of get this sort of one-off kind of thing, and you must buy that now because you might come here in 2 weeks' time and it's not going to be there and you're not going to get it again?
It happens.
Yes.
It really does, and it all depends on where it's come from, how we've come about getting it into the store. And, you know, sometimes it's also a case of trying something different or the supplier tries something different. So we aren't always guaranteed of getting the same things in again. I mean, some things work really well, and we will always try to keep them. But we are approached all the time by people to supply their goods in our store. And some are right for us, some aren't. Some take time to get off the ground. Mm. Others sell straight away. Mm. But we have a nice mix of things,
you
and
do.
We really try to change it up a little bit as well, as often as we can.
Mm.
And keep the same things that, you know, that we are able to keep that people love.
Yeah, the concept is you're going to go there, you're looking for something different. You are looking for something that's unique and maybe even a one-off, but you want to go there looking for something different. And your challenge and quest is to keep it fresh.
Yes, so that's quite a challenge.
Yes, but you're doing it very well.
Thank you.
You're doing it very well because, like I said, I've been in there a number of occasions, and every time there's something different. Every time there's something else that catches the eye. Now, from a point of view of suppliers, are you using local suppliers? You're still bringing stuff in from Kenya? What's happening there?
We have mostly local suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had the opportunity to go back to Kenya and do what we would wanted to do initially with some of the suppliers, and we would hope to start doing that again soon. But we choose things wherever it may come from, you know. So if it's something that we don't go sourcing necessarily overseas ourselves specifically, but sometimes one of our suppliers has done that, or part of what they have comes from overseas. So we can't say that 100% of our goods are local because they're not, but a big percentage is local.
Let me ask you this question. Somebody listening to us somebody who makes a sort of high-end kind of crafting. I'm looking at those kind of cheese board things.
Beautiful,
yes,
aren't they?
And they've got this really nice, I don't know whether it's ceramic or something. It looks pretty damn cool.
Resin.
Is it a resin? Okay, so that type of thing, if that was produced by somebody as a crafter, could they come to you and say to you, listen, I've got, you know, these things, are you interested?
They certainly can.
Okay.
They certainly can. Sometimes we don't have lots of experience, but in our short experience, we have seen what may work or may not work and might say maybe tweak it a little bit or use something different or just try to be a little bit different to the next person. But most certainly they can approach us.
All right. From a point of view of the two stores, are they very different from each other, or are you going to find what's in one is in the other, or do you cater specifically for a Cork Bay type environment and then, of course, Harbour Bay Mall being a very different type of environment?
We have tried to do that, but at the same time still keep certain products that are common to both. And also we're just learning, you know, Harbour Bay is quite new for us, so we're still learning, you know, what people want there or, you know.
Because it may be different.
Yes.
It may be different.
Yes, and we have discovered quite a few things that are different about the shoppers there.
And the nice thing about having the two outlets, if it's not working in one, you can always move it to the other.
We do move stuff around all the time.
All the time, okay. I looked all over Africa and overseas for whale tail earrings for my daughter. Couldn't find them. I went into her store and there they were right on our doorstep.
Wonderful.
That's somebody, Sharon, coming up on the WhatsApp. So there we go. One very happy customer. I know there's another one sitting in the lounge in front there. She was in there doing her thing on a Saturday.
Yes, I believe so.
From a point of view, I find this, and I'm going to – it's not meant as a criticism. It's just meant as an observation. I find that it's very easy to find stuff for ladies.
Yes.
Not so easy to find stuff for men.
That's a challenge.
Why?
Avril is always on the hunt for men, something for men. Mm. So we are slowly trying to find things that are, that would just be, that would fit into our store, you know, that we think would, that men would like. I don't know, just we're not approached with a lot of stuff actually either for men. So Avril's always on the hunt for something.
So people
that
listen
might,
up.
Yes.
Yes.
Avril's always looking.
If you're producing stuff for men, and this is not an observation I'm making only about your store. I walk around markets and have a look, and you can find anything from a teenage girl through to a 92-year-old granny, but try and find anything for men, and it's limited. Judy, being her normal cynical self, says because men are so damned difficult. But but it is. It's just an observation. All right. So you got the two stores. One, are you both active in both stores, or do you you at one store and Avril at another store?
No. We're both at both. Mm. We're not in the store all the time, just because there's a lot going on in the background, so we can't actually work from the stores a lot of the time. But Avril's there probably more than I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take a lot of pride in this being a business run by women.
We do.
Okay. Tell us about that and how, because you girls have been very brave. Let's face it. I mean, here comes COVID. You're all of a sudden into elites. The next thing, you know.
We've done some crazy things together when I think about it, actually.
Okay. Tell us.
Well, just in terms of our travels and jumping into getting started, you know, we were in Kenya. Our husbands
on holiday.
We were on holiday. Yeah. Husbands did a motorbike trip.
Okay.
All the way up, met us on the landing strip, and they left before us. We were there for about, I don't know, 10 days or whatever it was, and they left before us. And Avril and I were there alone with two of her girls, and it's all sort of started there with this whole sort of thinking about these things. And it was only once we got home that we actually discussed it. And it wasn't even 6 weeks later and we were back on the airplane. Something like... Minus the husbands. And it was something like 8 flights, 5 days, suppliers. We had no idea how to find them, but we found them. We'd ordered samples ahead of time. We didn't know where we were going or what we were doing, but we made it back. But we've had some adventures in that together. So I suppose it was just... You know, we kind of just, okay, well, let's try it and see if it works, you know. So, and all our ladies, we have the most wonderful retail manager. We have wonderful staff, all very helpful.
Yes, I can attest to that, yes.
They really do enjoy each other. They work well together. So we are very proud of them.
And very helpful. Very helpful. These are people you can walk in and you can literally say to them, listen, I need a gift for somebody who's got everything. What can you suggest? And they've got the patience to take you around and show you this and show you that and make suggestions. And that's what you want out of that kind of environment, particularly a gifting environment.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Richard, because that's good feedback to us.
Well, that's what certainly I experienced. I'm pretty sure others have experienced the same thing. Where to now? Where do you see yourselves in about 5 years' time? Another store, possibly? Because it seems like you like this, open a new store. Don't scare us.
It's a bit hair raising having to just starting out like that. But who knows?
Mm.
Maybe we'd also like to start going into manufacturing. It's originally what we wanted to do.
Mm.
So hopefully that's on the cards as well. That's what our idea was long before the store. So we will see. We just need to get our second store up and running nicely and see
how's it goes. How's it doing?
Very well received in Harbour Bay. We were so pleasantly surprised when we opened in December. It was heartwarming.
It's not that great, long ago.
Not that long ago. It was a great response. So we're very happy.
All right. And the two of your store friends?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's the thing. That's the thing you got to protect, isn't it?
Yes.
Being in business together, you're not always going to agree, and you need to be able to disagree graciously. But when you do agree, go forward passionately, and you girls seem to do that quite well.
We do. We do see things differently.
Mm.
We often debate things.
Mm.
We debate things quite a lot, but we have different strengths and weaknesses. So we work well together.
Well, I wish you all the success in the world, folks. All I'm going to say is, if you haven't been in to one of their stores, just go check it out. That's all we want you to do. You don't have to go and spend your entire earnings in the place. But if you're looking for a gift, it's one of those places that you can go and look. And you may find it. Now, not everybody is going to find everything that they want in one place. But if you're shopping around for something special for somebody, then this certainly is a place that you can go to and an option. And there's a store, the Cork Bay one is in the square.
It's in the Cork Bay Village Square.
Okay.
Next to Ohana Cafe.
All right. And that used to be owned by my niece. The Harbour Bay one is right across from the art gallery, art shop.
Yes, okay. Yes. And next to Blue Kiwi.
Blue Kiwi.
Yeah.
Go and check them out there, folks. And I hope you do well going forward, because
you
ladies have been brave. and you've kind of broken every rule in terms of what should or shouldn't be done. And you just steamed ahead fearlessly. And I think it's amazing. I really do.
Thank you,
well,
Richard.
Done to both of you.
Thank you. And we welcome all comments, please, all feedback.
The one thing before we go is there's one thing. It's mentioned in the commercial that we run on Zone Radio for you, and that is your link with CMR. Just tell people about that.
Yes, we have an offer, 10% discount on all purchases in both stores for any CMR members. They just need to produce their membership card.
So they just come in there, and when they're paying, they say, listen, I'm a CMR member. And that's automatic for them.
Yes.
10%.
10% discount.
Yeah. Very cool indeed.
We will ask for their name and details.
Yes. Do you have a mailing list or anything like that that you send to people?
We do have a mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
We don't send out too often, I hope. And we will only ever send out something, relevant things that pertaining to offers or new products. And we promise not to harass anybody.
All right. And you do have a Facebook page?
We do.
Okay.
Facebook and Instagram.
And Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. So go along and check that out. It is Missouri Mamas on both instances, at Missouri Mamas, and the Facebook page is just Missouri Mamas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Alison, thank you for coming in and chatting to us this afternoon. And I know you were very nervous, and it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. Thank you, Richard, for having me.
You did a great job. I was more nervous than you.
I'm sure.
May you go from strength to strength.
Thank you very much.
Discover Missouri Mamas, an all-women-owned business in Harbour Bay Mall and Cork Bay, where you will enjoy a friendly shopping atmosphere with helpful staff. Explore local artisan goods, fashion, decor, skincare, kids' items, and eco-friendly products. you're certain to find something unique for everyone, and food enthusiasts will love our pantry selection. Simplify gifting with our diverse range, ideal for any occasion, ranging from 50 to 5,000 rand.
Join our community for perks like gift vouchers, loyalty rewards, and CMR member discounts. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Missouri Mamas for all our updates. Visit Missouri Mamas today for a delightful shopping experience.